animals. I'm always talking about animals. I love them. But the thing is, you know, whenever you see animals on telly, it's always a show-off animals, yeah? It's always the leopards and panthers and crocodiles, lions milling about.
No, I'm very good. I'm on everything.
And it really makes me annoyed. You know, what about the English animals, the British mammals, yeah? Ah, what about the muskrat or the tiny northern root vole with his little banjo and hat made of elastic bands, yeah?
No one.
That's who? I was furious. I went round all the heavily wooded regions in England and I just went round with a small pamphlet recruiting like a huge slave rebellion. I was like Spartacus. I was there going, okay, we're going to go to Africa. We're going to kick their asses. And I got a huge sort of tiny little mammal slave rebellion. They were all wearing tunics. We were there rummaging about Greece. Well, Kent. And I said, come on, we're going to go over there and we're going to show them. I'm sick of the lions. I'm sick of the crocodiles. You must be too. Come on now. In a big rusty bomber and we flew over to Africa, but we needed a strategy. We couldn't just go over there, you know, and go, come on, give them some aggro. We needed a strategy. So what we did is we built a huge wooden shrew, like the wooden horse of Troy, but just a little bit more stoaty, with tiny little stoat's arms holding a spear. And what we did is we lined it to make it double dangerous. We lined it all with Kit Kat wrappers. Ah, oh, it was fantastic. It was like a glossy bitch. Ah, oh, it was so bright. It was a metallic wonder. Small boys would rather eat a pair of scissors than go near the glossy bitch. Don't make me go near it. I'll eat another pair of scissors. I can't look at it. It's doing me pupils in. Ah, oh, it was fantastic. It was very warlike. The body was very warlike. But the eyes, they were telling a different story. Body warlike. Eyes, like the eyes of an old Russian lady who'd seen too much. An old Russian lady with her arm caught in a loom, and big sailors would walk past and go, hello. And she'd go, no, not hello, my arm, it's in a loom. And they go, yes, hello. And she'd go, no, not hello, it's gone maroon. My arm, it is in a loom. And they go, yes, hello. And she'd go, no, not hello. And in the end, she'd have to pick up the 2-ton loom and walk and follow them home and knock on their front windows. And they'd be going, oh, you're scaring me a little bit now. That's what the eyes were like. Dangerous, but beautiful at the same time. Circles out of the base of the shrew so that Martin Pine Martin could stick his little stoaty Weasley legs through and wheel us around. It was fantastic. Although we had no windows, so we were crashing into antique shops, knocking over stationary yachts. We were having a nightmare. And eventually we found the planes and we waited till dusk, waited till it got a little bit dark. And we looked through a crack in the shrew and they were all out there, lions wheeling up. We thought, yeah, we're gonna get you, you freak nuts. So what we did is we waited till it was dark and we went out and we went charge and we ran at them. And when we got out there, we couldn't believe it. They were huge lions the size of transit vans. We didn't know what was happening. Leopards like Marquis. Oh, he's like a Victorian tennis house. Look at the size of him. Martin the Pine Martin was in a riot state. Said, no, I'm not going out there again. They were bloody huge. Didn't sound me they're going to be that huge. Like, what's happening to your voice? And I jerked out a bit. I'm a bit scared. So we all ran back in the shrew. We were like, oh no, what are we going to do? We had to come up with plan B. Luckily, Morris, the wood pigeon, went, I've got an idea. And he brought some Japanese tourist costumes along. So we popped them on, went out there, and we took photos of them all. But we used them cameras at fire water. Oh yeah, some of the zebras were soaked. Cheetahs bringing out their gussets. We went over there and we kicked their asses. Best weekend I've ever had.